when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is our first show of 2012. It is our second show since the winter solstice, which means the days are getting longer, which is always a good thing. We don't want seasonal affect disorder. And we are talking about today. Oh, this is the Divorce Hour. Silly me. And I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative. How could I forget? Today, I am joined by Susan DeRobertis, who is a divorce coach and who has a seminar coming up next Thursday. So I'm glad we got her in today so everybody in the Westchester and northern areas can attend the seminar. What did I want to tell you? The last show we did, we talked about generalities of New Year's resolutions. And I hit upon, you know, my resolution for New Year's 2009, which was to get divorced. And finally in 2011 that we actually succeeded in that endeavor. That's the big resolution. Should you stay or should you go? And there are a lot of factors involved in that decision making. And what you need to know, the most important thing you need to know, is that you think you're alone and you think you're the only one in the world going through this. And there are so many resources available. There are support groups. There are therapists. There are coaches such as Susan. There are, dare I say, even divorce lawyers such as myself. There are mediators. There are different kinds of law. And again, there are support groups as well, which are just people who have been through the process who help each other. You're not alone. And having said that, we're going to talk about that big decision because usually when you're thinking about the decision, it's not, am I going to do it? Because that once you're thinking about it, you've already made that decision. The real question is when. Or am I going to do it now? Or am I going to wait another year? I used to say I was the only idiot who paid a divorce lawyer during the recession to get divorced. But, you know, it was not a big time for divorces. And in 2011, it got a little better. 2012, I think that we're going to return to pre-recession levels of divorce. I think that's what my gut tells me. I've been doing this. Next week is my anniversary, my 32nd anniversary practicing law. So, you know, I've seen the comings and the goings. I've seen the ups and the downs. And 2012 smells like a year full of divorce. So having said that, I want to introduce my guest. Hello, Susan. How are you?
Hello, Larry. Thank you for having me on today.
You know, part of my job is, without my job, my part of my hobby is to make people laugh. So if I get you in a mid-giggle to introduce you, that's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I am divorced. That's how I got where I am today, as they say. I originally had an accounting background. That was my education. That's what I went to college for. When I was a child, I didn't say, when I grow up, I want to be a divorce coach. You know, No, I wanted to get married, have a family.
Okay.
You know, I was the traditional and still, you know, in my heart, you know, I am a traditional woman. I wanted the nice house and the two children,
the
and a loving
fence,
husband.
The picket fence,
and
the dog.
All of that, you know, all of that. And I think that for the most part, you know, women do want, you know, children, a house, a home, and they make that happen. So for me, I was married 16 years. The marriage, I knew for me, the marriage was over at about the 10th year. And I waited another 6 years until I was ready. And in looking back on that, I see that, you know, for me, that was my process, but it wasn't really necessary. It was my reluctance, my fear to really let go of that life and to move forward. So in that process, I realized, you know, certain things that I provided for myself. One of the things was a great support system, as you mentioned, because you really can't do this alone. You know, you really do need help and support from very like-minded, positive people, loving people. You have to limit your FaceTime to people who are negative and critical and complaining. You really have to take care of yourself, and you have to get very conscious, very responsible about taking care of you. One of the greatest things that I gave to myself in my process was I got myself a coach. And it was quite by accident that I was introduced to this person. And this person ended up training me and mentoring me.
Well, how did you actually find this coach? Were you looking for
referred,
one?
No, they were referred. They only take referrals. Based on a conversation, someone referred me to them out of their getting that there was a need on my part to have, you know, have this guidance. I was seeking.
And then after your divorce was over, you said, I don't want to be an accountant anymore?
Well, it was a process where women started to come to me and ask me for advice. They were asking me, what am I doing? How come I'm so happy? How am I doing what I'm doing? Why aren't I on the floor? Why aren't I looking like hell? I was really out there. I was happy. Now, inside, you know, you have to get it. I had a broken heart. My heart was broken. This is a... it's a broken promise. It's a broken commitment. It's a different dream. And now you have to create a different life, you know. So this all, you know, brought me down this, like Alice in Wonderland, she swallows the pill and she's in this other room and she's big, you know.
Okay. And then you had the training from your coach.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting. And how long have you been coaching now?
Since 2004.
It's a long time.
And yeah, now I'm in a place where you know, I'm out there in public doing, you know, seminars and speaking.
And we're going to talk about your seminars, but not yet.
Okay,
but not yet.
Okay,
I would imagine that your accounting background would also be helpful in the coaching.
Absolutely. I bring that with me because in my life, I was the one who was handling all the paper. I knew where everything was filed because I did it all. I took care of all that. My husband was artistic, and I had the business head, and so, you know, it kind of got split that way. So I do know what to do, and I do share that information with my clients and show them, you know, what they should be looking for.
That's great. Let me give the phone number here. I mean, I can ask questions all day, but I'd rather hear your questions. That way your questions get answered. Phone number is 877-480-4120. Too shy to call? Don't be. The Talking Alternative Fan Club Facebook page, I will one day get that right. You can instant message us. You can email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. I have my little smartphone here. And you are listening to Larry Bloom, host of The Divorce Hour, talking to Susan DeRobertis on Talking Alternative. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know.
That, of course, is the question of the day. Should I stay or should I go? And if you are clashing with your wife or your husband, because that was The Clash who sang that song, then it's time to talk to a coach. It's time to talk to a lawyer. And we have a coach with us today. I want to talk about your program, because your program is Thursday. Mm-hmm. And it's timely. So, first of all, I like the title, Divorce, An Owner's Manual. That's a great title. How'd you come up with that?
Yes. I was sitting down with Dan Rayner. He's the mediator in this seminar. We were just throwing things around, just playing with it. Well, you know, both of us went through a divorce, and there is no owner's manual. How do you do this? How do you do this right? You know, what's the way? What's the path? You know, wow, we need an owner's manual. So we just said, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Like it a lot.
Yeah.
So this is a group, this is a seminar. It's a one-night session.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that would be Thursday, January 12th.
Yes. 7:30 to 9 o'clock.
Up in Cold Spring, New York.
Yes. Beautiful village of Cold Spring.
Now, I would be remiss if I did not ask you to tell our audience how they can reach you and pre-register for this program if they wish.
Ah, okay.
So tell us how to reach you.
You can reach me. I'll give you my number to call, 914-450-9292. You can also email me at susandroberts28@gmail.com. That's S-U-S-A-N. D like David E, the name Robert, with an I, S as in Sam at the end, the number 28 at gmail.com.
Very good. So you've got a mediator involved and you have a financial person involved as well.
Yes.
And you work together. Each one gives a little presentation.
Yes.
Then you open up for question, Q&A, as they say?
Yes, Q&A at the end, because there's always tons of questions. But we're each going to speak about our experience. All three of us are divorced. I think Susan twice. And I give her courage.
Two Susans.
And one Dan.
Okay, two Susans and four divorces.
That's right. There are four divorces between the three of us. So we speak from experience, and the particular fields that we've chosen to work within, you know, the context of divorce, and to really help people. It's all about helping people through this process to realize that this is temporary. This is not forever. We're here to, you know, hold your hand. At least in my capacity as a coach, yes, I am here to hold your hand. You know, and I don't care if I have to prop you up with toothpicks, but, you know, you will get out the door and live your life every day as you say you're going to have your life. And
let's be clear about this. This is not for somebody who's been in the divorce process for 2 years. This is for somebody who's trying to get a kick in the ass to either get out the door or to start the proceeding, or they're at the very beginning of the divorce process. Does it help you in the initial stages?
Actually, I coach people in all.
No, I know. I'm just talking about the seminar.
Seminar is initially, just as you said.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. They're thinking about it, and they're in the beginning stages, and they're wondering, you know, what to do, and they need some direction and some coaching.
And the coaching can be through the entire process and even after the divorce is final.
Yes, this is true. Yeah.
I know that because I had a very pleasant conversation with my ex-wife this week.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been the first time in 3 years we had a pleasant conversation.
Wow, kudos to you.
Yes, yes. Good. We were, you know, but we never disagreed about the big stuff. We never disagreed about what was right for our kids. Mm-hmm. We disagreed about little stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it built on each other.
Yeah.
And we, you know. Mm-hmm. Little children, little problems. Big children, big problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we were addressing those big problems, and we did it in a mature adult fashion.
Oh, wow.
So, yes.
Yes, it is possible.
And, you know, I'm looking at the issues that you have in your little flyer here, mm-hmm. and most of them seem to be about, well, actually, that's not true. The ones that strike me first are the custody issues, the children's well-being issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the coach's job. It's not the mediator's job. It's not the financial person's job. Mm-hmm. That's your bailiwick, correct?
Myself and the mediator do share that. I will make the soil fertile so that there can be a conversation. The mediator can work something out with, you know, the husband and the wife. That's really putting the child's needs first. Because if you put your children's needs first, you know, it becomes less about you. You don't fight about all these little things that you're just angry at each other. You know, you're really angry, you're hurt, and so you're just going to act out.
Right.
Meanwhile, you know, your children are waiting for you to show up as parents. And parents are supposed to be responsible and caring and act in a timely fashion, take care of your children. So I get your focus back on that. And it really does, in the long run, help everybody as a family. Even though it's not going to be all under one roof, you still are a family. And you are going to be in contact with this person
for the rest of your life.
Yes, baby. That's pretty much it.
If you have kids, certainly.
If you have kids,
if you have kids,
it's
for the rest of your life because, you know, it's not high. You know, they're not done at high school or college graduation.
No.
They get married.
Yeah.
They make babies.
Yeah, grandchildren.
You know those wacky grandchildren.
Yeah.
But let me get personal for a moment. Let me make a public apology to my daughter, who's 23. You don't want to make your kids so crazy that they feel they have to parent their parents.
Mm.
And I know that's what we meaning, you know, she who shall not be named, and I did to particularly my daughter. We made her the parent.
Mm.
And she made herself the parent. Mm. We allowed her to stay the parent. Mm. And, you know, I laugh now. So So, you know, that's one of those things. And you do also deal with your financial issues.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And another aspect I'm imagining of the coach is you want to, together with the financial person, you want to make sure that the money is in place.
Yes, that's a really sticky issue for women. If they've been a stay-at-home mom and they have no working history, they just don't know what to do. And also if the husband is left and, he's taken all the assets with him. So all the chess pieces are off the table and you're in the house alone with the kids and there's mortgage and there's all kinds of things that have to be taken care of.
Right.
You know, that's really a situation that comes up far too many times. That's very unfortunate. But going forward, if you're thinking about divorce, you know, I show you how to prepare your parachute. And
what do you mean by that? How to prepare your parachute?
Well, you want to fall as softly as possible. So, you know, you really want to know where are your assets, you know, who owns what. Do you have his grandmother's wedding ring? Do you have, you know, you really want to be mindful of who came into the marriage with what money, and you want to have the paper that documents that. You want to have bank statements, tax returns. You want to know where all your stock portfolios and investments are, the loans on the cars, the mortgage, all of this. Is there a will?
That may be the number one most important thing to do when you're planning to mm-hmm. go through the process, and that's gathering your information, mm-hmm. getting your ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You know, you obviously want to make sure that your children are attended to, and mm-hmm. my children were bigger. Mm-hmm. Your children mm-hmm. were probably smaller.
Yeah.
Because I was married far longer than you were. And unhappier far longer than you were. Oh. We're going to come back in a minute. I want to remind everyone, 877-480-4120 is the number to talk with me, to talk with Susan DeRobertis, and to talk about the divorce process. This is The Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly.
That, my friends, is John Lennon walking down the street with Yoko. And it's just like starting over. Well, you can't start over. Well, you can't start over before you finish. But, you know, I think as you're finishing up your last life, your married life, you can start over and learn to live again. And, you know, I love interviewing the guests. I love doing the research that I need to do for the show. I love talking to everybody. But my true passion is picking the music for the show each week. I really enjoy that. That's so much fun. We are here with Susan DeRobertis. And you have your coaching practice, if you will, or coaching business has a name. And that name, because I'm reading your bio here, is Venus in Transit, Coaching for Women in Divorce, Before, During, and After. Wow, another great name. How long have you been doing that? No, you told me, since 2004.
2004.
And that's, your name suggests to me that you specialize in women. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes, I do specialize in women. Since I am one, I
don't specialize in men.
Oh, well, you know, I think that it's very important for a woman to get back to who she is, the essence of who she is as a woman. And that's why Venus in Transit, you know, came about in 2004. The actual planet Venus was in transit, and someone gave me a photograph of they were a photographer, and they took a picture of the planet in the sky, and I just loved it. And I looked at it, and I said, "Wow, Venus in transit!" And then this huge light bulb went off, and I said, "Yeah, that's it."
And I have not been to your website, but I would imagine that you have that photograph up there as part of your website. And if you don't, you should.
That is, I have, and I also have Venus by the Birth of Venus by Botticelli,
okay.
Because it is a woman's rebirth to find herself again, and not to let yourself just die inside. You know, a divorce is a death. It is an end to
the death of the dream.
A great part of your life with someone that you once loved. And you have to keep in mind that you did love that person at one time, and perhaps you have children with that person. So there's always that connection, and it's not to look at it as something with disdain or, oh, God, them. You know, you really have to just embrace it all. Yeah, and that's a process that's, you know, part of your journey to really reach a place within yourself where you're free. You know, you're not always looking back. You're not always a victim of what this person did or didn't do.
You don't see yourself anymore as an ex-spouse.
No.
And that's really important.
I don't. And my former husband, he and I, we speak to one another when we do. You know, I take his calls. I see him. It's all good. I wish him well. I want him to be happy. And he has nothing but the same wishes for me.
That's great.
And at one point where we couldn't find the words, you know, I just looked at him and I said, "You're always family to me." You know, I mean, I just can't not stop caring about you. I loved you, you know, and that is the truth. And you have to acknowledge that. The further you try to push that away, you know, you're spending all this energy pushing something away. Just embrace it and just let it be.
Well, that's a very hard thing to do because mm-hmm. when you're certainly the people that are going to the seminar on Thursday.
Well, they're not.
They're
yes.
in.
Yes.
In crisis mode.
Yes, they're in crisis mode.
They're in crisis
correct.
Mode, and mm. I guess probably the two big emotions they're feeling are anger mm-hmm. and fear.
Absolutely. I mean, it took a number of years for my former husband and I to get to that place. This doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in 6 months. And the people who come to the seminar, yes, will be looking for direction and have any number of questions because they're like a deer in the headlights about this. What do I do? They really don't know what to do at this point, you know, financially.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
In your list of issues, you have what I think is the number one cause of divorce.
Mm.
You know, with all my multitude of years of experience in the divorce world, you know, I used to joke that the number one cause of divorce was sex, and it's not, but it is. It's a subset of, no, sex is a subset of communication.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is the number one cause of the divorce.
Yes.
If you stop communicating, mm-hmm. you're not having good sex, usually.
Right.
99 times out of 100.
Yep.
There are those people who used mm-hmm. to love good sex, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah, right. that's another show.
It's a completely another show and something that we will be talking about in the future. But you're not communicating. And mm-hmm. how do you get them to, well, first of all right, True Confessions, we're here. It's Friday between 12 and 1, and everyone knows it's all about me. One of the big problems I had with my ex was that if I did something she didn't like, she would shut down and she wouldn't communicate at all for weeks on end.
Mm.
And how do you, it wasn't like she was not talking to me. She wasn't talking to anybody.
Mm.
And I wonder how you help people to communicate, you know, to ask for help, to look for help.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want communication, if you want intimacy, openness, you have to bring that to your relationship. You can't wait for the other person to come to you with all of that. You want it, you bring it. You have to go to them and say, not making them wrong, you're not doing this, why isn't this happening? It's how you feel, you know. They're not speaking to you. Tell them you miss them. You miss
Interesting.
Them. You know, where are you, honey? What's going on with you that, you know, I don't feel, you know, that we're really close. What's going on with you? How can I help?
Well, now we're up against the break, and I have a really important question for you. So I guess if we don't finish when we get to the break, you'll think about it over the break. Then part of what you're doing is not merely divorce coaching, but it might be even considered marriage coaching, not counseling, but coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have done that when women come to me and they're considering getting a divorce before I say, okay, yeah, let's go. I really want to have a picture of what's going on, what's happening, what's not happening. Are you still in love with this person? That's really a key question. And if they don't know, it's something is in the way of them accessing their heart.
So, oh, we got so much to talk about.
Ooh.
So much to talk about. And I also want to remind me, because I've reached that age where I get forgetful, which is that you don't limit your coaching to women. You also coach men as well.
Yes,
and we'll get to that. If you out there in the audience have a question, have a comment, please call in 877-480-4120. I am here with Susan D. Robertus, and my name is Larry Bloom. I am the host of the Divorce Hour here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, I'm leaving on a jet plane. I'm getting my rear end out of here as fast as I can and as far away as I can. Do you coach people? I know I left you with two questions, but I got another question that just popped into my head. Do you coach people about whether to leave or to stay in the house after they've decided that they're going to get divorced? Or is that something that you would leave to? To the lawyers and the financial experts?
Well, I have that as part of the conversation because you have to do what feels right. Also, you do have to be able to afford, this realistically. Can you afford to go out there and be out of the house? And, who's going to pay for what? But it's really... once you decide that you are going to divorce, you definitely have to, get out of the bedroom. Somebody is in the bedroom, one person, and usually it's the woman stays, in the bedroom.
Sometimes they take turns.
And really?
I met a couple yesterday. They take turns. It's kind of like first one in wins for
the
night.
You know what? Whatever works. But just, you have to start to create your own space. And it's little steps. And it's really hard for both people, to take that. But it is, this is where you're going, you named the white elephant in the room. And it's out. out, and now, you know, it's entirely different landscape between the two of you. So you have to each create your own space, and, you know, and honor it. You know, you have to be very sure of what you're doing, or as sure as you possibly can be in the moment. And really, it's important to have your own, you know, your own room, your own space.
It is. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. So, Venus in transition. We got any non-Venuses that we work with?
Yes, we do work with Mars.
You work with men?
Yes, there are a few good men out there. No, and actually, in my own process, I developed a lot of friendships with men, and appreciated the feedback and support that I receive from my male friends, you know. You know, friends are important at this time in life as you go through this, you know. So
Amen.
you have to let your friends, you know, feed you and take care of you. You know, you do need to be nurtured. And the men that I do have as clients, you know, they're just wondering why, you know, they don't know why it ended, you know, a lot of them. Or
they don't know why and they're the initiator, or
no,
they don't know why and they've been initiated against.
Yes, they don't know why because they've been initiated against.
Okay.
Now, if they found someone else and were no longer in love with their wife and had a girlfriend and moved out and all of that, no, they're not my client.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Time out. Wait a minute. You're assuming there are two types of men.
No, there aren't two types of men. No, there are not two types, but from my experience, the ones who have been initiated against end up in coaching.
Okay.
The others have, you know, they've chosen what they've chosen, and they're doing what they're doing.
Okay.
And
but what about the man who wakes up one morning and says, "Oh my God, 2/3 of my life is over, and I'm miserable. I can't go spend the last third of my life being this unhappy. Doesn't have a girlfriend. Doesn't have a place to live. Doesn't have this, that, or the other thing. But realizes it's time." What about those men? I think there are a lot of those men.
There are a lot of those men, and it's really to get in touch with. Okay, what do you want now for yourself? If you're not, you know that. Are you saying these men are no longer married? They are divorced, or
I was one of those men.
Yeah. So you're out of the house. You've made that choice, and now what?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you know you can talk to me.
Well, not only that, but you know you're also talking about. All right. When I started the show, I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and. You know, at the time, I thought I knew everything there was to know about divorce. And I made that little announcement, I'm unhappy, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it, I mean, I felt like my daughter turned 14 again. I turned stupid. I didn't know anything. Now, you know, the divorce is over, and I'd like to think that she turned 21 again, and I got smarter again. But, you know, I learned certain things, and you know what I know now is so much more than what I knew before I went through the process. And I had been practicing divorce law for almost 30 years at that point. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, your own experience, you know, really, you develop a much richer, deeper relationship with yourself. You know, in this process, in divorce, you really get to know who you are. You know, without the definition of husband, father, you know, just you as a man, as a human being.
And that's something that you. And that's something that the coaching process helps you through.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk again about the seminar. When is it? Where is it?
It is next Thursday, January 12th, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. It's in Cold Spring, lovely little village in New York, Putnam County. You can drive up there or easier on Metro North, Hudson Valley line, a little over an hour ride. And we will be speaking about divorce and owner's manual. We'll have a discussion, an interactive Q&A at the end. And I will get up and introduce myself and say what I'm about and what I provide, what I offer.
And how do people register? Can they just walk in, or do they have to let you know ahead of time?
You can just walk in.
But you'd prefer to know that people are coming.
Yes, we prefer to know that you're coming.
And how do we let you know?
Because space is limited.
Okay.
So please call me, 914-450-9292, and leave your name and contact information. And I will get back to you as my cell phone is turned off right now at the moment in the studio. Or you can email me at susandrobertis28@gmail.com. That's Susan, S-U-S-A-N, DRobertis, D like David E, the name Robert, I, S as in Sam, the number 28, at gmail.com.
And that's the same numbers that they could reach you if they wanted to have a coaching session with you as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm saying, gee, maybe I want Susan to be my divorce coach, but I'm not schlepping up to Cold Spring. Is that where you conduct your practice?
Well, I have an office in Katona at the Katona
Healing Center. So you're basically Westchester.
Yes, I am in Westchester, and there's always a telephone, Skype.
Skype. That's what I'm learning about in January of 2012. I'm going to learn all about Skype.
All that technical stuff.
So
yes, it's out there. But this enables me to speak to really anyone all over the country.
Oh, that's great. And you do that?
Yes.
You have clients, clientele all over the...
I've had clients in California, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. No, it sounds like a wonderful idea. And how'd you get involved in the seminar business?
This was... We wanted to get the word out, the information out, that there is support, that so many people, you know, in my age bracket are divorced. They're going through it, or they were through it, and they said, wow, I went through that. I survived it. And it really doesn't have to be that way. You know, you have a choice. So we really wanted to step it up and get the word out and share the information and let people know that, you know, this is available.
There's help.
Yes, there
is help.
Okay,
we're going to take our last break of the day. Another fast hour goes by. We are here with Susan DRobertis. We are the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and you are listening to Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
For those of you, namely my children, who think that I think that music died in 1979, that is something from this millennium, Jesse McCarthy, leaving. Leaving. We are here with Susan DeRobertis on our last segment. I'm so happy you came in. If there's one thing you wanted to leave our listeners with today, what would that be?
Well, thank you, Larry.
Now, forget thanking me. What is it the most important thing for people to consider when, you know, the number one thing besides going to the seminar on Thursday?
The number one thing is really to be true to yourself. And to know that this is a temporary situation. This is not forever. There's no blood. Nobody dies. You are really going to access a part of yourself that you didn't know was there, and embrace it all, really. Okay. Just embrace it all.
And one last time, the seminar is this Thursday, January 12th.
Yes.
And where is it?
In Cold Spring, New York.
Right on Main Street. So if you can get yourself to the Cold Spring, which is absolutely beautiful, and you should, you know, if you've got the afternoon off, go up there and hang out on the streets because it's beautiful up there.
Yes, have dinner, and it's on Main Street. It's called The Living Room, 103 Main Street, and we will be there that evening at 7:30.
And if your questions go beyond 9, I'm imagining that they're not going to throw you out.
No, of course not.
You'll stay there until everybody's question is answered.
Yes.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. Another fast hour. I'm really hopeful that you'll come back again.
Well, thank you. I hope so also. This was really very enjoyable.
Good. Yeah. And I'm glad we did this at the last minute. I'm glad I was able to find you before the seminar. Usually I find people right after their seminars. Let me tell my listeners what they can expect. Mm-hmm. I am working on speaking with Dr. Mark Banchik, who wrote the book The Intelligent Divorce. I'm hopeful that he'll be on next week. I don't know whether he will or he will not. January 20th, tell every woman you know from the age of 30 to the age of 90 to listen to this show. I will be having, via Skype, hopefully, from across the pond, E.L. James, the author of 50 Shades of Grey and 50 Shades Darker. I've discovered that this is a book that at least half the women in the tri-state area are reading or have read, and that the other ones, as they learn about it, can't put it down. They're novels, and it's really interesting. It's a very quick read. EL told me that she's never done a radio interview before, so that, you know, I'll be her first. I'm sure I won't be her first, but I'll be her first. If you've read the book and you know what it's about, I encourage everybody to read it. After that, you will recall over the summer, I think, I discussed the book, The Science of Kissing. And I picked up the book because I knew the author's mother. That's how old I am. I knew the author's mother. This college professor wrote this book about the sociology and the chemistry and the biology of kissing. And I did the show talking about the book without her, and on January 27th, I will be doing the show with her. So I'm excited about that as well. I have people who will be doing my seminar with me coming up in February. I will be doing Navigating Your Divorce with Dignity in, I have 1 minute left, Navigating Your Divorce with Dignity in Englewood, beginning the last Tuesday in February, and then beginning March 6th. March 6th, everybody, take a stand for respect. The Divorce Support Group will begin a 12-week session in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Please, everyone, stay tuned for Tony. Tony always has interesting people on his show and is far smarter than I am. So please stay tuned for Tony. Don't leave. This has been the Divorce Hour. I'm so happy that Susan DeRobertis was with me today. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you, Larry
Bloom, your host. And we are here at Talking Alternative. Have a great week, everybody.
Bomba dida, 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 bomba about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there's beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.